Hey, believer, welcome to From Head to Heart. Do you know in your head God loves you, but struggle to feel it in your heart? Have you ever been let down by people so you believe God will let you down too? Do you ever feel like you have to choose between God or your feelings? I'm Jessica, someone who loves Jesus but didn't grow up in the church. For a long time, I believed that if I didn't take care of myself, then no one would. I believed so many lies about my worth and identity in Christ. I wondered if I would ever be able to discern God's voice over my voice. I realized that even in my mistakes, with all the choices I made, I am still loved by a God whose love isn't transactional. Now is your time to finally know and understand God's love for you, that you can trust God and hear from God. If you are ready to grow your relationship with God and need a starting place to process your feelings, pull up a seat and join us at the table. Today is the first day you begin to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Hey friend, I am so excited that you're here. Thanks for joining me on today's episode. Now, you may be thinking, why are we talking about weight loss? We're usually talking about mental health. We're talking about faith. What I like to do is every so many episodes really talk about emotional eating, stress eating, about our weight and the feelings and anxiety and depression that comes from that. And the reason why I like to do this is because we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And that means that our relationship with God impacts our relationship with ourself, which impacts our relationship with food. So yes, you might be thinking, wow, this is a really weird topic to be coming in when we're always talking about other things. But listen, I care too much about your heart, your body, your soul, your mind to only talk about one thing. And I have been in the fitness industry for going on 13 years. And this is something that I help my clients with all the time. So today, we're just going to be talking about this one question that maybe you've said to yourself. I'm depressed about my weight, but can't stop eating. And we're going to talk about biblical truths to really start to feel comfortable in your body. Something that was really important for me when I started to create my course, The Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating, was that I also included things like binge eating or stress eating, because emotional eating can come on in very, very different forms. For me personally, I was struggling constantly with the perception of my body. And whenever the weight would go up or down, or when my clothes started to fit in a very different way, or when I had to buy a size up. Now, I'm somebody that's more petite. However, I believe that as women, especially, we all tend to really, doesn't matter the shape or the size, the enemy really comes for us. We tend to have thoughts about our weight and what we believe that it impacts our worth, like what we believe it means about us is really what I'm trying to say. So in creating my biblical framework to overcome emotional eating, it was important that I addressed all sides of this. And I really want to recommend that you check out that course if that's something that you really wrestle with and you really want to overcome, but you also want to do it in a very biblical way and not self-focused, not finding yourself on another diet or another restriction. Because the reality is that emotional eating is really not bad in itself. We all have emotions and feelings, and we're going to celebrate with food, right? We're going to have a good day. We're going to have a bad day. And there's times where we just want to enjoy a nice treat. So emotionally eating is just not bad. So again, when you think about, oh, I just can't stop eating, there are times where there's this emotional impact that's happening, which is why you can tend to be eating more. However, when we are emotionally eating to fill a void, or it's a constant way for coping, that's when we need to address the underlying issues that may be going on. Something that really helped me was recognizing that we cannot solve emotional hunger with food. So when you're feeling depressed about your weight but can't stop eating, we get into this vicious cycle where we're feeling depressed or we're having feelings of depression, because I don't like to label ourselves as I am depressed. You're having feelings of depression. And what happens then is we start to eat because of those feelings, and then we have those feelings and we eat, and then comes shame and guilt because of what we just did. And then we kind of get stuck in this loop, right? That is why we cannot solve our emotional hunger with food. We cannot ignore the other life stressors regarding weight loss. This is why it's more than calories in and calories out, which is why I go into great depth into my emotional eating course of really overcoming this. It's not about finding the perfect workout or the perfect diet. So when we say, I'm feeling depressed about my weight but can't stop eating, remember that your body is working as one. It's not just your emotions. Knowing the mind-body connection really helps us to understand specific emotions we have towards food and why we find ourselves emotionally eating. Here are a few beliefs that you may carry about food when it comes to emotional eating. Food doesn't talk back to you and tell you when you're right or wrong. Food just feels like it's there for you. There is no threat to your safety with food because it's not talking back to you or manipulating you. It feels safe. It's consistent. Again, it doesn't talk back and it doesn't have an opinion about you. So I just want to encourage you and remind you in this process of being comfortable in your body with the Lord is that it's not always that you lack discipline or willpower. It's that you need to build the bridge between what you know to believe what you know. So there's a difference there between what you know to believing what you know. And the next section that I'm really going to be diving into is found in lesson 7 of my biblical framework course. And the reason why I'm passionate about this is because I fully believe in the freedom that we can experience with Christ to be able to enjoy the foods that we eat, to not be obsessed about our bodies, but to constantly put those thoughts into captivity and understand our relationship with food. So learning to stop overeating also involves taking a deeper look at why we're overeating in the first place. Let's change this, I'm depressed about my weight and can't stop eating, to why do I feel the need to continue to eat? Here are a few things for you to take into consideration as to why you could be overeating. You are in front of your favorite foods all the time. They're always there. So the question is, what do you have on hand that is easily accessible and in front of you all the time? The next thing is that you eat a lot of salads. And this might sound weird to you because diet culture is like, eat the salads, eat the salads. Salads are great to get in leafy green vegetables, but salads can also be low in calories and not really energy sustaining without a good source of carbs or proteins or fats. So again, sometimes we're overeating simply because we have our favorite foods. We're eating salads that don't have a good source of carbs, proteins, or fats, and we're eating distracted. So our stomachs have stress receptors. When food hits our stomachs, the stress receptor sends a signal of fullness to our brain saying, you're full. So the signal does not work if you eat while distracted. Studies have shown that you can easily take in hundreds of extra calories simply by not paying attention. And I want you to think about this as in you're watching TV and you have a whole bag of chips. I mean, I know I've done this. You have chips in front of you. You're watching a movie, you're watching a show or whatever, or you're just talking at a party. And before you know it, the whole bag of chips is almost gone. And you're like, oh my goodness. We do this in the movie theaters when we get popcorn. We just start eating that popcorn because it's so good. And it's like that comfort food, right? When we're watching a movie. But that is also eating when we're distracted and our bodies are not able to tell our brains that we're full. So another reason why you might be overeating is that you're thirsty. The brain confuses often thirst for hunger, and you wind up overeating when a glass of water would have helped to find if you are truly hungry or not. Again, I'm not saying these are end-all be-alls. Maybe you're drinking water, but you're still overeating. But sometimes the reality is that we definitely don't drink enough water most of the time. And sometimes we do need to make sure that we are hydrated. Another reason is that you're stressed. Stress elevates your cortisol levels really into high gear, promoting this hunger and overeating. So over a period of time with escalated cortisol levels, you are at a increased risk for weight gain. So again, this is all taken from my lesson, from lesson 7 inside of my biblical framework course so that you can overcome this. But the reason why I'm saying all of this is that we often get very hard on ourselves about overeating, especially as women, when in reality, there are so many other things going on. The next two things is that you could be overeating because you didn't sleep well the night before. Research has shown that missing even just a single night of sleep can mess with the way your appetite hormones work. I have two more things. You are following a diet and you're undereating. These are so important to address when you feel like you're overeating. And really, this is also goes into this category that we're talking about of, I feel like I can't stop eating, because then it leads into overeating. So when we're following a diet, especially when we follow a restrictive diet, we don't listen to our internal hunger cues because we're trying to follow this very specific plan versus trusting the Holy Spirit, right? Undereating. Oh man, I work with so many women one-on-one inside of the course where I hear this. They're not eating breakfast because they think fasting is the best way. And for many, fasting can work. But for the majority, it's important we recognize where our body is in the healing season and what it needs. So oftentimes we're under eating throughout the day. And so when lunch hits or when dinner hits, we just eat and eat and eat because your body is actually hungry because you haven't fed it all day. So at that time of dinner, you feel like you're eating everything, which leads us to believe that we can't stop eating and we're overeating, when really you're not overeating. Your body is hungry because it didn't have any calories throughout the day. Therefore, saying I'm depressed about my weight and can't stop eating isn't just the willpower to stop eating. As you have heard, I've listed so many things like thirst and following a diet and undereating, not sleeping well, eating distracted. You are in front of your favorite foods all the time. These also are very important things to address, not just, why can't I do this? I share all of that to understand that overeating is not always about emotions. You can be tired, thirsty, you know, undereating, all of those things, and it can lead us to not stop eating. There are some simple ways that we can begin to really heal from overeating. And we're going to get into that, especially the biblical truths to really feel comfortable in your body. But a few things I want to mention when it comes to healing is that we don't want to keep all of our favorite snacks out on the table or easily accessible to us all the time. When you have salads, add in some proteins, fats, and carbs to balance your energy. Do not be afraid of carbs. Eat with no distractions. Try eating without screens, or if you are in front of a screen, limit your intake. Don't take the whole bag. Don't take the whole meal. Separate it into a plate and take it out and away from wherever it is that you're eating. So if you're watching TV, again, just don't bring in the whole bag of chips. We want to carry water with us wherever we go. We want to learn ways to manage our stress. So these are just some things that you can begin to implement to stop overeating. And again, I go more in depth in this inside of my biblical framework course. But let's get into these three truths to feel comfortable in our body. I want us to look at the fall with Adam and Eve. They were exposed and they got a new set of eyes. They didn't know they were naked until she ate the apple and Adam ate the apple, and then they hid in shame. There's an attack and fight against your body because of the fall. But now God dwells inside of you, the temple, which is your body. There are going to be attacks. There will be thoughts coming in from the enemy that's going to make us unhappy with our bodies. Sometimes we need to remember we are not fighting for the perfect body, but fighting against the powers that tell us our body is bad. Number two, we want to stop comparing our bodies. When we feel confident in our bodies and feel comfortable in our bodies, it will come down to not comparing our bodies. because it's the moment that we look to another body that we become unhappy, and that all of a sudden we don't feel comfortable in our body. So oftentimes our unhappiness comes from our comparison. And this is really just a distorted view of a good body versus a bad body. 2 Corinthians 10:12 says, "We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with someone who commends themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise." I love the second sentence in this scripture because it says, "When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise." This tells us when we compare, we become not wise. There's a different translation in that scripture that calls us fools. It's not to shame us or put us in a corner, but it's the reality that comparison is just not healthy for our hearts. And this is the cycle that we get into when we're feeling depressed about our weight and we can't stop eating, how both of these go together. And that's why I included them both in this episode. So I opened up the episode with really talking about our eating and the way that we're eating and how we can't stop eating and the emotions that we feel. Now we're ending with these truths that we need to know that go just hand in hand with eating. And the third thing, when our bodies don't do what we want them to do, right? We need to know that we believe that every effort should equal results. So we need to understand that when we don't feel comfortable in our bodies, it's because we often are upset that it's not doing what we want it to do. So to feel comfortable means to understand that there are going to be times where our effort doesn't always equal results, but surrendered effort always reaps result, whether it's in this life or the next. So whatever you eat or don't eat, whatever workout you do, whatever workout you don't do, you go into this performance-based view, right? I want my effort to equal my results. And when it doesn't, you become unhappy with your body, frustrated with your body, and almost make it the enemy. So being comfortable in your body really starts with the foundation of being kind to the body the Lord has blessed you with and learning how to properly steward it well. And to learn more about this, I really go in depth again in my biblical framework to overcome emotional eating inside my course. And together we can really change and heal from saying, I'm depressed about my weight, but can't stop eating, because I address the emotional part, the eating part, and the biblical part. We need all of this to begin our healing process because He is the healer. I'd love to know how this episode resonated with you. You can come find me inside of our Facebook group. I'd love for you to join. But most importantly, if you need help or if you need just guidance, I'd love for you to join me. You can join me either one-on-one or jump inside of my course, sign up, and let's go through this together. You're not alone. And I want you to get out of this emotional loop. Most importantly, I want you to see the hope that you have in Christ. As always, challenge the way you think to change the way you live. Do you wish there was a way to stop turning to food for emotional support or to enjoy food again without feeling deprived or going on another diet? Do you wish there was a way to live life without constantly thinking about food, stress eating, or hiding to eat food? I know what it feels like to use food for comfort and wish I could stop obsessing about what I'd be eating at my next meal. I wanted a healthy relationship with food, but food was a place I felt in control of when everything else around me felt out of control. Imagine if you had a biblical framework to overcome emotional eating that walked you through step by step on how to turn to God instead of turning to food, binge eating, or eating a whole roll of chocolate chip cookies. See, that's why I created the biblical framework to overcome emotional eating. It's where I teach you how to turn to God instead of turning to food for emotional support. This is a spiritual battle for your freedom. The battle has been won, but it is our responsibility to maintain that freedom. I'm with you with a fork and knife in hand, ready to join you in the fight to eat the once forbidden foods that diets said you couldn't have, but you crave so desperately. I'm here to walk with you through the late night emotional binges and to say to put down the Oreos because God has something better for you than what you're feeling right now. You'll be able to stop eating your feelings because, I mean, I know what it's like to eat a whole bag of chips and think, what just happened here? It's about getting unstuck from emotional eating patterns and have the ability to stop eating when full. Learn how to have a healthy relationship with food and your body while growing your relationship with God because they go hand in hand. You will walk away with a biblical framework to overcome your emotions when they arise and practical application steps for you when you want to turn to food for comfort. Imagine if you enjoyed going out to dinner with your friends and family and didn't worry about the foods you were eating. Imagine if food was something you enjoyed without feeling inadequate or without feeling shame or guilt after eating. Imagine if you were at a healthy weight and felt better in your body. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you're someone that shuts down every photo opportunity or hides behind people in photos, if you refuse to wear shorts in the summer or tank tops to show your arms, if you are ready for a framework to overcome emotional eating that is sustainable and maintainable, especially with the busyness of life, now is the time. I have 10 spots left because I am ready to go deep with you. Head to jessicahoddle.com/framework to enjoy food again, overcome shame and guilt, and be in control of your emotions. Let's put our focus on Jesus together and not on food. You're ready for this. Again, head to jessicahoddle.com/framework.